What is it?
A Western saloon bar. It's got flicky flacky doors, an untuned piano, and the whiskey's on the house.
Yeehaw, boys, a saloon! Let's go play cards and hit each other with chairs!
So, Mr. Benevolent, you are unprotected.
Look around you, Bin.
I did. And saw cannon to the left of me, cannon to the right of me, cannon in front of me, cannon behind me, oddly, cannon above me and below me. Into the valley of death had rode the one.
Bob.
Yours not a reason why, yours but to do and die. Open fire!
I dived to the ground, and Mr. Benevolent's artillery caught themselves in their own crossfire.
Really should have thought of that.
Alas, I'd forgotten the cannon below me.
That really, really hurt.
Suddenly, all my woes and cares drifted away, and I with them. For my soul now floated high in the air, looking down on my body below.
I look fine, actually. Oh, no, that's not me. Where am I? Oh, nasty. Should my head be round that way? And pink trousers. What was I thinking?
Questions crowded my mind. Did it really matter who won? Can cats be allergic to themselves? What was I thinking with the pink trousers?
You are dying, Pip Bin, and losing the battle.
I feared he was right. But then...
I have finished my poem. Russians, listen.
Okay.
The Volga flows slow. The Volga flows red. The Volga is dammed with a wall of our dead.
So moving.
My samovar is full of tears. My balalaika sings my fears. My heart is filled with melancholy. I lost this war. What a wally. To make amends to Mother Russia, let's gang up and invade Prussia.
Down with our similar-sounding neighbors.
Great. So I've lost my Russians. Still winning, though.
But from on high, I could see the tide turning our way.
Right, you demon scum. I am out of holy water. It's noble self-sacrifice time.
My brave father-in-law climbed into the barrel of a cannon cannon.
It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done.
And fired himself at the demons.
Actually, what am I thinking? This is a far, far mentaler thing than I have ever done. Too late!
Pieces of him rained down on the demons, his raw holiness exploding them.
Great. First no Russians, now no demons.
Inspired by her father's bravery, rightly charged at the Cutlery Society.
Look, I've got a knife, but I am holding it like a pencil.
No cutlery fundamentalist could bear it. They collapsed in etiquette agony.
At least I still have my dinosaurs. What is that?
It was a massive asteroid.
That is so unlucky.
It seemed the euphoria of victory carried my soul back into my wounded body as Ripley, Pippa, and Harry gathered round.
That battle was so tense. I had to switch my machine from normal tea to relaxing chamomile. Soothing.
Mr. Benevolent, you have lost.
You forget something. Oh, Juanita.
Yes, gently, my evil love.
Fetch the bomb.
In the heat of battle, I'd forgotten about the poor plutonium bomb. Now, Juanita Hot Chili, the last surviving dino wife and evil consort to Mr. Benevolent, brought it forth.
Olé.
Gracias. This bomb will wipe huge bits of the map off the map. Theoretically, we've never actually tested.
Would our sacrifices this day yet be in vain? Had we bitten into the pasty of victory only to have the gravy of defeat spill out and ruin our shirts?
This is so stressful! Chamomile tea for everyone. I shall switch the machine up to its maximum rate, 88 chamomiles per hour. That's odd. My childhood asthma's come back. But that is even odder.
Everything around us blurred. The digits on Harry's machine flickered round incredibly quickly.
I may have...